Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Toldos, we hear, of course, about the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and the Torah tells us something very enigmatic about Yitzchak and Esav. In Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Ches, the Torah tells us, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. And why? Kitzaid befiv. What does that mean, kitzaid befiv? Literally, it means because hunted food, or just food, was in his mouth. So literally, the Torah tells us that Yitzchak loved Esav because food was in his mouth. But what does that mean? Food was in his mouth, so Yitzchak loved Esav? And whose mouth are we talking about? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, gives two explanations to this pasuk. The first Perush that Rashi quotes is from the Targum Unkelis, the great Unkelis who lived during the time of the Mishnah. Unkelis says that his mouth refers to Yitzchak's mouth. Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayid befiv, because there was food in Yitzchak's mouth, that Esav provided food for Yitzchak. And we can assume that Unkelis does not mean to say that as long as Yitzchak's mouth was full, as long as he was well fed, he loved Esav who provided that food. We can't say that about Yitzchak Avinu. Rather, Unkelis and Rashi must mean that Yitzchak, the leader of Klal Yisrael, Yitzchak, the person now at the head of this soon-to-be great nation, Yitzchak, the person responsible for Bnei Yisrael's future, Yitzchak valued the contribution that Esav made towards the survivability of this nation. Esav was not Yaakov, but Esav did have the ability and potential to ensure the physical survival of Bnei Yisrael. And it was for that reason that Yitzchak loved Esav, kitzaid, Fiv. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi also quotes a second explanation based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that when the Torah says that Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayid befiv, it's not referring to trapped food, but tzayid, trapped words, so to speak. Words that trap, words that trick, words that deceive. And we're not talking about Yitzchak's mouth, but Esav's mouth. Yitzchak loved Esav kitzayid befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav because of the deceitful, tricking words of Esav. Esav trapped and tricked Yitzchak by making Yitzchak think that Esav was a tzaddik. He pretended to be a tzaddik, so of course Yitzchak loved him. That's Rashi's second explanation. And there is another beautiful pshat from the Magid of Mezrich, Rav Dov Ber of Mezrich, who died in 1772. The Magid of Mezrich, together with Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polna, were the two closest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. This is the idea from the Magid of Mezrich. It's found in his Sefer Magid Dvarav LeYaakov. It's on page 20. Says the Magid of Mezrich, even the evil Esav was not completely evil. Even he had a certain part of him, albeit small, that was holy and special. The Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, for example, tells us that Nero Caesar was a descendant of Esav. And Rabbi Meir was a descendant of Nero Caesar. So that means that Rabbi Meir came from Esav. And Rabbi Akiva also came from Esav, as did the great early Tanaim, Shemaya and Avtalion. And Esav himself came from Yitzchak and Rivka and Avram and Sarah. So Esav must have had some Kedusha in him. However, says the Magid of Mezrich, Esav haya kovesh kol nitzotzos kedoshos befiv v'yarei lahoridam legufo. Esav restrained those holy aspects of who he was. He held them back in his mouth, so to speak, and he did not internalize them. He didn't make them a part of who he was. They did not become a part of him. They just stayed on the outside. He held them in his mouth, but he didn't swallow them, as it were. He didn't take that Kedusha and internalize it and build on it and nurture it. It stayed in his mouth and didn't go inside. And that, says the Magid of Mezrich, is what's going on in our pasuk. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. Yitzchak was mistaken about Esav's character, but we can understand why. Ki tzayid b'fiv, because Yitzchak was trapped by Esav's mouth. The mouth, that's where the Kedusha was. It stayed in Esav's mouth. It didn't become a part of Esav. It just stayed in his mouth. So when Esav spoke, Yitzchak heard that part of Esav. Yitzchak focused on that part of Esav, the holy part of Esav. And Yitzchak loved that. He just didn't realize that that is where Esav's Kedusha began and ended. And this idea of the Maggid of Mezritch is a powerful message for all of us. We all have Kedusha in us. But as Esav's life story makes abundantly clear, if people do not make that Kedusha a part of them, if they don't help it grow as they grow, if they don't help that Kedusha develop as they develop, then there is no telling how low, chas v'shalom, they can fall. Have an amazing day, everyone.